First, briefly, I hope you will join us this Holy Week for the saving mysteries of our wonderful ancient liturgies, which describe Jesus's passion, death, and glorious resurrection, with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course the Great Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. You can find our schedule on the Order of Worship, as well as in the bulletin. And also on Good Friday, we'll begin a solemn novena to the Divine Mercy. It begins on that day, of course. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this solemn day, I want to focus us on just one part of one scene in the Passion from St. Mark that we just heard. At Jesus' arrest, there was that seemingly odd detail about the young man running away naked. Now, a young man followed him wearing nothing but a linen cloth around his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. It says that he was a follower of Jesus. That's a word for disciple, that he was one of Jesus' disciples. And what is it that he's wearing? Now, the Greek word that Mark is using is syndona. Say that with me, syndona. It's not a foreign word for you anymore, syndona. The same exact word in the early church was used to describe the baptismal garments of those who are newly baptized. In the earliest days of the church, to be baptized, you were stripped of all of your earthly garments, anointed with special oil, and washed clean in the waters of baptism. And then you were dressed in nothing but your syndona, your new baptismal garment. Even today, babies or adults who are baptized, we dress in the syndona, usually with other clothes on, of course. But we as priests, you'll see underneath all of this, we have the syndona, the white cloth. The deacon has it as well. The altar servers have a half version, sort of. It's all the same thing, symbolizing our baptismal garment, symbolizing your baptismal garment. That garment which, in the words of the book of Revelation, is made white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, when St. Mark is writing down this gospel, the church at the time was under heavy persecution. So he includes this image from the arrest of Jesus as a wake-up call to the baptized. What does it mean for a disciple to witness to Jesus? What does this disciple do in this story, dressed up in his baptismal garments? What does he do when the chips are down, when persecution comes? What does he do at the moment of the greatest test? He runs away. And he wants to get so far away from identifying with Jesus at that point that he even leaves behind the only thing he's wearing, his baptismal garment. Friends, listen. To be a follower, a true disciple of Jesus, is to walk in his footsteps. His path led to the cross. And to those who follow him, what did he say? Take up your cross every day and follow me. To stand with Jesus in this world is to accept his fate with courage, to accept being rejected. We will. But in the meantime, we will be planting seeds of faith to so many people, seeds that will grow and bear fruit in new disciples. But you have to stand with Jesus and accept his faith. The test comes every day, doesn't it? Comes in the midst of our families, family life. Comes in the midst of the workplace, in our schools. You are tested, even on your pickleball courts and golf and basketball. We receive tests to die to self and all selfish desires. The shame of this young man in our story is that at the moment of truth, he fled and he left behind his very baptismal identity. He chooses to be identified at that moment with the world and the world's powers and the world's empty promises. So the question for you and me today, what will we do? We who wear the same garment, what will we do at the moment of truth? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand. I believe in one God. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
For the whole church, united with one heart and voice, to escort our Savior with palms to meet his destiny, that we may follow him faithfully to the end, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, may inspire leaders of government to uphold religious freedom and care for the well-being of all people, especially the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
For those who are to be baptized and received into the church at the Easter Vigil, that these final days of preparation will be a time of transforming grace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
That we will live this Holy Week in a spirit of devotion and penance, seeking the sacrament of confession to be purified from all that separates us from God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
For the poor, the sick, and Christians who are persecuted, that they may be strengthened by their faith in Jesus Christ and our solidarity with them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
For our faithful departed, that they may now share in his victory over death in heaven, especially Agnes Nash McGinty and Cole Thomas Henderson, we pray to the Lord. For the special intention of this Holy Mass, that God will pour out his blessing for all the members of this parish, we pray to the Lord.
O God, we ask you to receive our humble petitions. Grant them according to your holy will through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Through the passion of your only begotten Son, O Lord, may our reconciliation with you be near at hand, so that, though we do not merit it by our own deeds, yet by this sacrifice made once for all, we may feel already the effects of your mercy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For though innocent, he suffered willingly for sinners and accepted unjust condemnation to save the guilty. His death has washed away our sins, and his resurrection has purchased our justification. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray the partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Robert, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, my soul.
The prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that just as through the death of your Son, you have brought us to hope for what we believe, so by his resurrection you may lead us to where you call, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Please be seated for a moment. As we have just been hearing about Jesus entering into Jerusalem, our thoughts turn to our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. And so I've invited Rami Akumsia, who is from the Holy Land, who will speak to us briefly.
Thank you very much, Father Wilson, for the lovely introduction. I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate all your friendship and hospitality and solidarity with me and our people throughout the years. I've known many priests, and frankly, honestly, to good, you know, you have a wonderful man. He never turns me down. Whenever I need him for anything, church-related or outside church, he's always been a good friend. And I love that, and I love your humanity, Father Wilson. Thank you very much. My name is Rami Akumsia. I'm happy to be with you this weekend. I'm here to give you a quick briefing on what's happening in the Holy Land and seek your support. Our Christian Holy Land is made up of two components. The first is the wonderful parishes that commemorate Jesus' entire earthly ministry. Every single spot where Christ ministered, our churches are prominently displayed. The path of salvation laid down by Jesus Christ is very prominent and very visible, and you must come on a pilgrimage when it's possible in the future. The second component of our Christian Holy Land is simply the living presence. My people, your brothers and sisters in the faith, we have been praying and keeping vigil and receiving communion at all these locations since day number one, since the very first Eucharist itself in that upper room. We have never ever stopped receiving communion and celebrating Mass. My friends, my visit with you is rather simple. The Christian community predominantly lives in Bethlehem and surrounding villages. 80% of our people work in a direct kind of way in pilgrim-related activities, meaning we are the guides who show you. We are the transportations, the accommodations, the shops, the restaurants. We have not had one single pilgrim come and visit us in Bethlehem since March last year. Think about it. More than a full year has passed without one single pilgrim. Now you would think with PPP free loans, as well as stimulus checks, as well as enhanced unemployment insurance, that maybe we would be okay. Perhaps. However, none of these things exist in our area. Here in America, the richest country in the world, where all these programs are in place, and I am certain every single one of you knows at least one person who is underemployed or completely still unemployed, or a family trying to make ends meet. Imagine us. Nothing. Zero. And being Christians, we are still at the bottom end of the totem pole of society over there. There has never been this much pain in our area economically. We are used to religious persecution, lack of human rights, illegal occupation, and being marginalized economically. But right now, there is nothing. My friends, please pray for our people. Pray for our community to be resilient and strong and continue enduring under these tremendously difficult circumstances that we are facing. That this cup pass. Second, ask of you, simply put, our people need money. It's not complicated. They need money to be able to survive and provide. The only thing we have that we can bring to your attention that empowers our people to earn a little is what you've seen before, our beautiful olive wood religious goods. There is nothing else that we can bring from over there. Even the display that we have is kind of smaller and not as full as before because the supply chain of production has been disrupted so much. Kind of like what we saw in America with the supply chain at the beginning in May when we started opening up. Kind of like restaurants can't open up at 25%. We're at zero. Even this appeal in reaching out to you is limited because many parishes are not welcoming of our work, not because they don't want to, but because they have COVID restrictions in their states and in their counties. Even the churches that we can visit, like here, you are not even at 50%, which makes it only half of you can help us. Genuinely, folks, I'm always clear and simple in my appeal. These are extraordinary circumstances. Please come to St. Michael, find something you love, for you or as a gift, be part of this support. And all methods of payment are accepted. And please be patient, because it will be slammed, because I know your heart. We need all of you, every single one of you. In closing, I leave you with one simple remark. Father Wilson spoke about the sin donor. Will you be those baptized who will keep your sin donor on and help our people? Or will you be the example that St. Mark put of what we must never be? Run away when the moment meets us. I'm here. I'm doing my best. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.
And as Rami mentioned, he'll be at St. Michael Hall immediately after you leave, to the left as you leave, and that's where his religious goods, hand-carved things by Christians, are available. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit, bow down for the blessing.
Look, we pray, O Lord, on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ did not hesitate to be delivered into the hands of the wicked and submit to the agony of the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel.
fell on the floor. I think it was notes from Father Wilson's
family. Okay, I'll take it. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.